Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel. And Mufasa is in the building. I think he may be having a little tech issue, but he's somewhere around here. Let me see if I can pull him up. Let me find
it. All right, all right. And we are Collective Minds while we get our brother Mufasa. We are here, y'all. We back another week. Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, there we go, there we go. Peace, brother.
Hey, I had a technical difficulty. Technical difficulty, there it is. So hold up. Hotel, Abarigani, Assalamu alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra. How y'all doing?
Peace. All right. We are Collective Minds. We are here. We in the building. You know, it's been a good week. A lot been going on, so we got a lot to talk about. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, Queen Rigel, how was your week? We got any announcements for us?
No announcements. I had a great week with no announcements, though.
All right, yes, indeed. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? Any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week as well. No announcements. Just want to give condolences again to DMX's family. His funeral was today. Minister Farrakhan spoke at his funeral, did an excellent and eloquent job at speaking to the family. As he always did,
right.
So I appreciate the minister giving some words of encouragement to the family. And again, rest in peace, DMX.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Rest in peace to the dog, Darkman X. So, yeah, they had his funeral today. And then I did get to see a little bit of Farrakhan speech. So that was, you know, that was dope. And yesterday they had, I think they drove his casket around in like a big Bigfoot pickup truck or something, one of them big monster trucks. But it was hard. You know, they rolling through the streets, and it was a bunch of, you know, the Rough Riders was out. Everybody was on their bikes riding for DMX and whatnot. So, yeah, it was a beautiful thing. It was a good sight. I like seeing that. So RIP to him, and also RIP to Shock G from Digital Underground. He passed away as well. And then also Black Lives. So, you know, they say death come in threes, you know, so we got three people from the hip hop genre. And it's sad because they died in their 50s, you know what I'm saying? Which is, you know, I still consider that young, you know. Yeah, so shout out to DMX, Shock G, and Black Rob. Rest in power to them brothers.
What happened to Shock G?
I don't know. Nobody's ever said. They just said he passed away, I believe, in his home. You know, I don't know, you know, what happened or whatnot. But, yeah, they just saying he passed away. So, I'm not sure. But, you know, they may or may not put that out later. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, family, we here. This is Collective Minds Radio. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. you know, as far as the mainstream news go, you know, I can just put this out here real quick. The Derek Chauvin case wrapped up, right? So the officer that killed George Floyd, you know, choked him out by putting his knee on his neck. The verdict came down this week. They made it real big and suspenseful, and, you know, they had the countdown and whatnot. But he was found guilty on all three counts, all three charges, second-degree unintentional murder, third- and second-degree manslaughter. So he was convicted on all charges. And, yeah, that's what happened. So we definitely want to get your thoughts on that. And we're going to get to the call lines here in 1 second. But we're going to start with Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa. You know, I want to get y'all thoughts on the verdict itself and the reaction from the people, you know, if you have any thoughts on that.
Yeah, Queen Rigel, I mean, what'd you think? For me, we already knew he was guilty. We didn't need the trial for that. We already knew he was guilty of more than even what they say he was guilty for. He was guilty of a lot of stuff outside of what we're seeing. So that's obvious. The reaction of the community and the people is, to me, is kind of sad. I feel like they just disarmed a bunch of people, and they just going to come back and hit them with the sentence. I'm more concerned about the sentence. And I said this before 3 weeks ago on the show, that I don't even think 25 years is good enough. However, hey, that's probably at the most what we may be looking at. I don't think he's going to get that, but, you know, he may get 5-10 years or whatever. And people, I don't know how people are going to respond to it, but I just think that they just disarmed a lot of people with saying he's guilty, and nobody's even considering what he's going to even be sentenced with. It's like, who cares if they say, okay, yeah, he's guilty, but then walk away with 5 or 10 years? Who? I mean, that just doesn't balance out. So if the sentencing don't balance, which I already know right now, I said this 3 weeks ago, that I already know the sentence is not going to balance out regardless. So it's just, I'm just not that pleased. You know, it's just, it is what it is. It's just the way it is. This is nothing new. But I guess I just have to wait and see what's going to happen. You know, I just think it's sickening. But, you know, people was very excited about it. They were crying and, you know, and everything like that. It's like you haven't even got to the main thing yet, you know. So let's just see what happens.
All right, yes, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, and Brother Mufasa, what's good? What did you think about the verdict? He was guilty on all three counts.
Right. Now, I'll tell you, I was strong all the way up until 2 minutes before the verdict came down. I was strong. I've been saying he was going to be convicted. He's going to get convicted since it happened. It all was going to, you know, depend on what they charged him with. And he got hit with the right charges that would allow for a conviction. So I knew they was going to hit him up. Right about a minute or two before it happened, I started to get a little nervous in my stomach, like, oh, man, they better not let this fool get away with this. They better not give him nothing. Because, you know, we've seen it happen before with Derek Wilson and in the Trayvon Martin case with Eric Zimmerman, where people just get away completely scot-free with killing folks. So I understand, you know, what Queen Rigel is on that. I get it. On the other hand, I know that it's hard to convict these cops. And taking that 10 years, because I think he's going to get 10 to 20. He might even get more. He'll get at least 10. And I'll take that 10 to 20 over him just walking scot-free. And like I said, I know that's not, you know, good enough for Rigel. Now, I get it. I understand. You know, but I only say that I'll take that over somebody like Derek Wilson, who walked scot-free, you know what I'm saying, and with money in his pocket. Eric Zimmerman, the same way. walked away scot-free with money in the pocket for killing folks. So I think he'll get 10 to 20, possibly more. And I'm liking how now these prosecutors are hitting these guys with the manslaughter and the second degree, because these are charges that can stick. You know, when you try to hit them with first degree, we all know in our hearts apart, yeah, they should be hit with that. But it's hard to charge these guys with that and make it stick. So until laws can get changed, which they probably never will, you know, they got to go after them with what can stick to at least get them to do some type of time or get some type of reprimand for their behavior. As far as the community go, that's really hard for me to speak on because for me, I don't know what else I want the community to do. You know, the rioting and looting and all that, to me, that's just a cry for help. And in my opinion, some of that stuff just fall on deaf ears. You begging and crying and abusers to stop abusing you and putting your life in their hands. And I just feel a certain type of way about that. I feel like we have to take control of our own lives and do the best we can to, you know, stay out of the midst and the hands, the clutches of an evil, wicked, oppressive type people. You know, I'm going to make it plain. I don't want to go too far onto that. But, yeah, that's where I'm at with that. I think he'll get his 10 to 20, and he deserves it.
Right, right. Okay, all right, yes, indeed. Yeah, my thing is I didn't really put too much stock in it. I did want to see the verdict. I thought actually that they was going to throw the trial in the beginning, and then I thought they was going to give him a slap on the wrist. So I was actually surprised that he was found guilty on all three counts. But you know how they be like, you know, black people ain't never satisfied. You can't never satisfy black people. Well, I'm black people. Because I ain't really satisfied with him getting convicted. I mean, because, number one, he ain't been sentenced yet, like Rigel touched on. And number two, it's like these cops get off so many times. It's like we getting excited for just them doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? This was really an open and shut case. It really shouldn't have been. It really shouldn't have been, you know, no big deal where it was even a question whether he was guilty or not, you know, with the video, looking at the video. But, again, they get off so many times, you know, if they just do the right thing, we get excited. I'm getting tired of that, you know, patting white people on the back because they, you know, showing some decency. No, that's just what you're supposed to do anyway. You don't get no props for doing what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Being a respectful human being. Like, you don't get no props for that. Like somebody told me, you don't get no reward for wiping your butt. Right, because that's something you're supposed to do. Treat people with respect, you know, like you want to be treated. That's just something you're supposed to do. So, no, I'm not going to get excited. I'm not going to, you know, think that the racism or the system is going to be fair and just now. No, this is one case. You know, we got to wait on the sentencing. And we got to look at the cases that's to come in the future because this will not be the last one. So just because he got convicted, this Chauvin cat, that doesn't mean that, you know, that the other ones go get convicted and get their justice. So I digress. And, you know, we'll see what happens on that. Did anybody want to respond to anything?
No, it is what it is.
No,
you know,
I'm ready. Y'all know what I'm ready to get on. Y'all already know.
Yeah, go ahead, get on it,
brother. Ken, you can steer the ship, brother.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Y'all, you know, this is real time, so I had to handle something over here. So yeah, no, but here's the big thing. So y'all done with the Chauvin thing? The Chauvin case? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the other big story, the other big story is a young girl, they say 16 years old, named Makaya Bryant. Now, I just want to kind of stick to the facts because some of the what they're reporting, there's some discrepancies with some things. But the facts are there was a phone call made to a residence of some people, some grown people attacking somebody with knives, attacking a young girl, a teenager with knives. Police show up. There's a young girl with a knife, allegedly. And as far as the video can show, there's a young lady with a knife. She pushed one lady down, and then she pushed one girl down, female, and launched at another female. The cop pulled up. You know, he's trying to assess the situation. He started yelling, stop, freeze, hold up, and then he shot. And she ended up dying. You know, I don't know if she died there on the scene or at the hospital, but, you know, she ended up dying. So the debate, you know, people just been trying to figure out what's going on because the initial reports came out that the victim, the person who got shot by the race soldier, the police, that she called the police because she was the one being bullied. That is kind of what they were reporting earlier, early on in the situation. But that has yet to be confirmed. From what I know, maybe, you know, somebody got some more information, but that is yet to be confirmed.
Yeah.
Bottom line, the cop pulled up. It looked like she was about to stab another girl. So his defense was he shot her to protect this other girl's life. And he ended up shooting them. A lot of people saying that's lethal force or whatnot. So you have people on both sides, you know, of this thing, and we're going to talk about it. You feel me? So hit us up. We're going to go to the call lines after we discuss this. The number is 929-477-1697. So the Makaya Bryant incident, Queen Rigel, you know, what were your thoughts, I guess, you know, just overall on that particular incident?
Okay. So, yeah. Like you said, it's a lot of things about this case that is still unclear to me, which I do think would matter in the long run. So what I'm just going off the facts of what I know now, like what you just broke down, we know an officer shot a 16-year-old girl. It appears she died right there on the scene. From the video, it does show that the young lady that passed away launched at two other females that were there, and the police officer shot her within seconds of him being there, less than a minute. I want to say somewhere between 15 and 30 seconds of him arriving, he shot. So I personally feel like I feel like there were other options. I hate that the young lady passed away, and I think that the police officer had other options. Unfortunately, he chose the most deadliest one, but I think he could have, you know, chose other things and used other methods to try to stop it, because I feel like he didn't really assess the situation enough to know he could have been shooting a hero when he came, which has been done before. Shootings with police officers that came on the scene reacted quickly and shot the hero, which could have been in this case as well. You know, so I feel like I don't know who made the call. It's been alleged and talked about that it was the young lady, like she was actually the victim. That's what they were saying. I saw other videos that make me wonder if that is a true statement or not. So I'm just waiting to get more evidence. So just going off of what I see, I feel like he should have shot her in the leg. It shouldn't have been like a deadly shooting. And I can kind of leave it there because I know this is very, you know, a lot of people feel differently. And so I'm going to give everybody else another opportunity to talk about it. I'll just state those general things, and I can rebuttal later on if the opportunity, you know, is allowed me to. So I'll just stop there. Mufasa, Brother Kevin, you guys can have it, because this is going to be a hot one.
All right. Yeah. I'll let our brother Mufasa go. What you
Yeah, let me
about,
go and piss everybody off. Let me go and piss everybody off.
Well, it's a lot of people feel like you now. It's a lot of people feel like you.
Now, I've watched, before I jump to conclusions, I always try to look and discern all the information. So later on, come to find out that the argument was because it was the stepmother's birthday, and these were the stepsisters, these were the foster sisters that was arguing with each other. Michaela was mad because she wanted the girl in the pink, the other girls, to wash some dishes before the stepmother got there. So this is an argument amongst foster sisters. The girl in the pink called the police, and I believe the stepmother had called the police.
Right.
Michaela, from what I heard, the calls I heard, I ain't heard a call from Michaela. It was two calls that came in. Neither one of them was from Michaela. The police did a whole press conference and replayed all the 911 calls.
Now,
there was other cops on the scene, but they were not up close and personal. When this cop pulled up, right there closest to, he was closest to the situation as it was unfolding. You see the young lady in the pink and another younger girl. When he pulled up, he said, "Hey, what's going on here? You know, basically come talk to me." Those two girls had enough sense to walk over to him to let, you know, to tell him what's going on. He did not have his gun on his hand, on his gun. Also, let me throw this out there. Come to find out, a neighbor had footage from his garage that he turned in.
Mm-hmm.
So you get another shot of what happened. So this cop pulls up, tells him, "Hey, you know, what's going on here?" As he's getting ready to, as he's asking them what's happening, Michaela, for whatever reason, attacks one of the other girls sitting there. And I can't confirm this or not, but somebody may mention that the knife actually came from the stepfather. I ain't seen that with my own eyes, but it wouldn't surprise me because he did kick the girl, one of the girls in the head too. So from what I'm hearing, he passed Michaela the knife. So cop pull up, get two girls to start walking to him. Michaela started going on a sticking rampage where she attacked the one girl, knocked her down. I guess she passed over to the daddy because the daddy came and tried to kick that girl in the head. Michaela moves on to this other girl who just standing there in the pink outfit with a little toy dog in her hand, just standing there, not attacking her. Now, we could talk about what happened before the police officer got there. Cool, but we talking about what happened right then and there. She was not being attacked. She was the aggressor. You know, she was the aggressor, point blank. You running up on this little girl just holding a dog in her hand, and you rush her, you bigger than her, and you got a knife in your hand. So it's the cop, he's like, hey, he's telling everybody, he's saying, get down. Get down. But Michaela's in such a rampage, she ain't hearing nothing. So, of course, he went to the pistol because a knife is a lethal weapon. Some people think it ain't until you get stuck in your neck with one. Then I think you'd probably be saying something different. A knife, that ain't nothing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, ask people in prison who'd have been stuck. And I had a friend that was stabbed to death in prison. Knives kill. Okay? Any weapon you got in your hand, you can take somebody's life with, you know, if you know what you're doing or if you get lucky. I had a friend shoot somebody with a .22. So this whole thing about just because it was a knife, you know, that don't mean, that ain't serious. That's BS. Because if she would have stuck that girl in her neck or her eye, she could have did serious damage to that girl. But nobody talks about that. I guess if the cop would have just fell back and let it happen, if Michaela would have killed that girl, I guess people would have been okay with that. They'd just been like, oh, okay, well, you know, ain't nobody mad about that. But to me, it seems like people are only mad because a white cop shot a black girl. That's it. You ain't nobody's. I ain't gonna say nobody, but people ain't looking at the fact that she was attacking two people right in front of the police. She wasn't wise enough to say, the police here, let me fall back. You know, that was very ignorant on her and her stepdaddy to start attacking people right in front of the police. Like, where is your common sense at? Common sense should tell you the police are here, fall back. You know, so you brought that on yourself. She brought that on her. The daddy, lucky he didn't get shot. Because you just ain't got no common sense.
Now, let me ask you this.
So, you know, I made the statement before about, you know, telling Tanya that could have been her standing there. I got family. I got sisters. I got daughters. That could have been one of my family members about to be stabbed, possibly in their neck. And if I couldn't grab Michaela or beat her, to, you know, I'm away from her. I can't trust that a taser going to hit her and stop her. We see people who get tasered who shake that mess right off. And like I say, it's a lethal weapon. It's a knife. So I possibly would have done the same thing. She getting ready to stab my daughter in the neck. Hey, it's my daughter or you, and it's going to be you, point blank. I'm not going to be playing with you. So for everybody who's mad, because I'm going to wrap it up. For everybody who's mad that he took her out, I don't know why you're not mad that the daddy didn't get it under control before the police got there. I don't know why people ain't mad about the other man who was sitting there yelling, I saw the whole thing. I saw the whole thing. Well, why your big grown ass didn't get over there and help? You sitting back watching. You got grown men sitting back watching. Now you mad because the police officer came and then killed the little girl. Well, why didn't you do something besides standing there watching? You could have defused that situation before the police even had to get involved. But men don't know how to be men no more. They don't know what to do. So when white daddies show up and beat somebody to death or shoot somebody, now you mad. Now you crying like a female on the sidelines. When you could have stepped in and done something, you could have told Michaela, take your ass in the house. I got this. You could have told mother, get off my yard. But men don't know how to be men no more. Now that this white dude came up and killed the girl, now you crying on the sideline like a female. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of us not being accountable for dumb stuff that we do. You could have handled that situation. As men sitting there, you could have handled that better than what y'all did. So I put the blood on your hands. Go ahead, right.
Now let me ask you this question. So you say Michaela was fighting her foster sisters?
Yes.
I think it's Micaiah.
And they were grown. The girl in the pink was grown?
No, they were kids.
Who were the grown women?
Her stepmother was only grown men. I said grown men.
Now I'm talking about early on.
Her stepfather was there.
No, I'm talking about early on when you was breaking it down. The scene is when you first started describing a scene. I thought you said somebody was in their 20s when you referenced the grown women. Because the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I think this is important, because this is what I've been trying to figure out ever since. Because that first caller who called, I'm trying to see who was that. Because the person that called said it's these grown women here trying to jump me, and stab me, and put their hands on my grandmother. So if it was Michaela, who's 16, who are the grown women she was talking about? Or if it was someone else, who were the grown? I'm trying to figure out from the call, who are the grown women that was there jumping on who? That's what I'm confused. I'm like, what was actually happening? Who is the actual caller? Because the first caller said that it sounded like.
I think Brother Mufasa just said the girl that called was the one in the pink, right? The first time.
Right, that's what he said. Right. So that's why I'm like, well, who are the grown women? Because that's what the caller said.
She probably was looking at Michaela as being grown. She probably was looking at Michaela as being grown because she was the only one with the knife.
But if that's her sister, she knows she ain't grown. But they fostered, you know, that's a different situation
when you got a foster parent. Some of them don't even look at each other as sisters. You know what I'm saying? I just said they were sisters.
Right, because I thought the mother wasn't there, and that they got into an altercation. I never knew what it was for, but
the real mother wasn't there. The biological mother wasn't there. The foster parents were there.
Were there. So you mean to tell me that the father, the man who kicked the other girl, was kicking his own foster child? Who came over to the house?
Yes.
So he over there taking sides with his children, basically, and he kicking one of his children.
Yes.
Something just don't seem right about this story. Something just don't seem right. But that's okay. Go ahead. I ain't gonna go too long, brother. Can you go ahead and give your
about? I don't think I want to wrap up with is, why come we ain't mad about that grown men didn't defuse the situation? Why do you even call? I mean,
right,
you know, why
right.
you just didn't defuse the situation before the police got on the scene? We already know what we're dealing with when it comes to police.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's been several altercations that me and some of my friends have had to defuse because we already know when the police get on the scene, 9 times out of 10, they kicking ass and ain't taking no name. So we try to defuse it and get over it before they even come on the scene because we trying to make sure our people good. So I don't get how – I know for a fact there was at least 2 grown men on the scene because one man was standing there steadily screaming, I saw the whole thing. I saw the whole thing. Well, if you saw the whole thing, why was you across the street? Why you didn't come over there and help defuse it? We talking about some girls, right, so-called little girls fighting? And 2 grown men can't stop some little girls from fighting? But now we mad because the cop had to get out on the scene and put her down. But, man, she's swinging a knife around. She could have stuck that girl in the neck. Everybody like, you know, that's all good. If she just stuck her in her neck and killed her, that's cool, though. That's all good. No, it ain't. She was the aggressor. You should have had enough common sense. When the police got there, put your weapons down and let the police handle their business. That's what people do when they're in their right mind. But unfortunately, they weren't in their right mind. So that's why you had a grown man kicking a female, let alone a young female, in her head in front of the police, and another female swinging a knife trying to stab people. In front of the police. So unfortunately, they just did something real stupid, and it cost one of them their life.
Right.
So the lesson to this is, protect your own life. Use some common sense. Teach your children how they're supposed to behave. Apparently, Makaya had other issues going on. She already in the foster system. We don't know what type of behavior. You know, this issues this girl had. We don't know if she was a sweet, innocent angel or was she just a straight-up bad kid who known for attacking people with knives. We don't know. But we just get in our emotions
right.
And we just jump to conclusions. Jump to conclusions because you saw a white cop shoot a black girl. And so you just in your emotions.
Right.
Oh, my God, I'm mad. Before you get mad, sit back. Think about all this stuff. Let it, you know. Let it play out before you just jump out there like that. Some people are going to jump out there anyway. You know, and I just think it's unfortunate because people who do that, they still going to do the same dumb stuff, and they might be the next ones to get shot for doing something stupid. You call the police because you're getting an altercation with somebody, you come out your house shooting. Then
right.
What do you even call the police for? If you're going to handle business yourself, what do you call the police for? Don't even call them. Just you arguing, just go ahead and shoot a staff, whoever you get into it with, and don't even call the police. But if you're going to call the police,
exactly.
The police come and you out there with a gun and a knife, like, come on, people. Have some common sense.
Right, with this, this incident.
Well, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, with this incident, man, it's like it was 3 teachable moments for black people in this incident. And you kind of touched on it when you were speaking, but I'll just break it down. Number one, we should not, or black people should not be calling, or I'm going to say I'm not going to call the police for some kids fighting when I can handle that situation myself. The adults,
as a grown man,
bear them kids, as grown men, especially the grown man. The dad was out there sounding like a fool. So that's number one. Number two, when you have domestic disputes, you shouldn't be calling the police. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing. If you have something that you can resolve, don't call the police, right? And number three, we got to understand that the police are not going to use the same caution or discernment when they're dealing with black people as when they deal with white people. They're just not going to use that same level of caution. So it was kind of wild for her to be attacking the police, I mean, attacking somebody. Why the police is there? You know what I'm saying? You attack somebody right in front of the police. So that's kind of bold, and that's kind of, you know, she was out of line. So I actually agree with everything Mufasa broke down, but at the same time, I'm never going to side with this race soldier and give him a pass because I'm looking at what I would do in that particular situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing out here? Like, number one, she wasn't attacking him, so the officer's life was in danger. So I don't really buy that he was trying to save her, the other girls. Like, I really believe that he just took it as an opportunity to shoot a black person, and the knife was the excuse. You know what I'm saying? Because
that she gave him.
She gave him that excuse.
She opened the door.
Right, but she wasn't rushing him. It's a lot of humane things, and I think he would have exercised a lot more caution had that been some white kids fighting with a knife or not. You know what I'm saying? I believe that 9 times out of 10. But I have a soft spot for kids too. She was only 16 from what they're saying. She's obviously had some issues, but I don't think if she would have stabbed somebody and still been alive, she could have had an opportunity to recover from this. You know what I'm saying? She could have saw the error in her ways.
But what if she would have stabbed that girl in her neck and killed that girl in that pink?
Right.
What about her life? Do her life matter?
Right, her life. Of course it does. But McKay, she would have been charged with murder and went to jail. See what I'm saying?
And that's the other girl would have been dead.
This cop doesn't have the right to take a life and not go to jail. Like, what are we doing? So he should go to jail too. You know what I mean? But, again, I'm just not going to side with him, and I think he could have exercised a bit more caution. And I think it's crazy because it's like we just so numb to black people getting the lesser hand. It's like we almost feel like we deserve it to a certain degree. I'm like, no, I don't think she deserved to get shot with lethal force. That's taser. Like, it's just a number of different options that was on the table that he could have used. And I don't think she was black. I think he would have used the option, in my opinion.
And possibly our fellow black brothers who were standing there would have got more involved and, diffused that situation.
They should have definitely stepped up. The whole community, every grown person out there really failed in that situation, from the police on down. You know, to old dude, the daddy out there sounding like a fool. You know what I'm saying? He sounded real crazy. So my thing is, this is one of them things, and I think the travesty of this, and I told Queen Rigel, is I saw that they actually compared this to Breonna Taylor. They tried to make some mention and lump it in with Breonna Taylor, which I think is very disrespectful to Breonna Taylor's legacy. You know what I'm saying? But I think they deliberately putting out misinformation. We not getting a full story because they saying that Micaiah, she called first. Now you know, Brother Mufasa saying that it's the girl in the pink, which from my investigation, that's what I concluded. The girl in the pink called, and because when the police walked up, she said, "This is my mama house," or something to that effect. And it looked like Micaiah was the aggressor. You know, so
even
I
the girls, as they was getting, even in the other footage, when the police officers were separating, and one of them was a black African man, as he was taking the girls to the car, because he grabbed the one girl who got pushed on the ground, and she was like, you know, she was like, "What? I didn't do anything." But you know what she did, though?
Yeah.
She stood up and put her hands up in the air. She's like, "I didn't do nothing. I didn't do anything." And he put her in a police car. He took the other girl,
right.
And she was, and he was telling her, she was like, "She was attacking me. She was attacking me with a knife,"
right.
And he got her. That was her words. He was like, "She was attacking me with a knife," and he got her. And he put her in the car.
Right.
So, everybody, the girls involved, was letting it be known she was the aggressor. And we saw she was the aggressor.
Right.
Yeah, but
so this is one
can be tough. That still can be tough because just because this is what we're seeing from the camera, that doesn't mean that is the full story because, you know, people can be slick too. Now, if Michaela called and said that these women are over here trying to jump me, and if they was jumping her, yeah, she may have been silly for attacking back when the police was there in the presence. However, if that's true, according to the call, then, yeah, the girls, they just trying to play victim. Yeah, you seen her. But, yeah, because they wanted her to
her.
See what was doing.
This girl holding a little dog in her hand. This girl holding a dog in her hand with a ribbon on his head. Out there attacking her.
Right.
And she and Micaiah twice her size. No, Raju. No, not this time, Raju. Not this time.
And now
I feel you,
that,
though.
I feel you,
but not in this case.
Maybe not, but I'm just saying just because they sitting up there, you know, saying this, that don't mean that they just totally innocent either. That's my only point. And that doesn't mean that they just totally innocent. But I do agree with Brother Kevin as far as that I just feel like if the officer had been faced with two other people in front of him, his choice of actions would have been different. I bet if his son was getting ready to stab his other son, I bet he wouldn't have pulled out his gun and shot his son. He would have been a little more sensitive about the situation.
Right, exactly. So, using lethal force, exactly.
Right, and so that's why I say, even though I understand the point you're making, Mufasa, I'm not even trying to debunk that or dispute that or none of that. That stands, that's
right.
Solid. But I do agree with the point Brother Kevin made. If there was someone else, he would have chosen another situation because at the end of the day, he wasn't there long enough to know all these other things.
To know what was what, right.
About now. So like I said in the beginning, he could have been shooting a hero. So I think he could have just took other measures, and I think he would have taken other measures had it been someone that he had a little bit more connection to.
Let me ask y'all this real quick. I know we got to get to the call lines. But I do want to ask y'all this real fast, though. Who do you have a better chance of reaching? Your enemy police officer or your fellow brother or sister? Who do you have a better chance of reaching to try to get him some advice? Because we saying he could have. Do you think he care about what we saying that he could have done? They don't care about us. So why are we wasting our energy trying to say he could have did, he could, when they ain't going to do and never going to do? They never going. So I'm through trying to tell you what the police officer could have, should have, would have did. Because they never going to change. That's the open, direct enemy. You trying to tell your enemy you could have been nicer to me. No, I'm trying to talk to my people. I'm trying to tell my people how we need to move. how we need to do. Ain't it ain't doing me no good telling this racist, evil ass cop, you coulda, shoulda, did this. They ain't listening to us. They ain't listening, and they ain't gonna never listen. You're just wasting your breath.
But here's the thing, like that is true, but then they try to tell us to be accountable. So I think it's only fair that they be held accountable too. We can't just be like, yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, that's what they do, but they gotta be held accountable for what they do. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere or the other.
Who's going to hold them accountable?
And that's the thing. If they don't get justice in their system, then they're going to have to get their community justice, which is the people, you know what I'm saying, pulling up to their house, pull up some, you know what I mean? The people
that's
pulling up
to their
house.
That's a whole other conversation there.
Exactly.
I love that conversation. We talk about that at another time.
Yeah, but they still have to be held accountable. But, no, I get exactly what you're saying. And that makes a lot of sense because, you know, we should know by now they are going to do what they are going to do. However, that doesn't excuse them, you know, from being accountable. You know
right,
because
just because we want to, just because we can point out the flaws, and we're having a discussion, by the way. We're talking about a true incident that happened that millions of people saw. So we're basically having a discussion about it. So there's nothing wrong with pointing out what we see is wrong with the incident that actually happened. It ain't like we're just making up things that could have, would have, should have happened like that. We're actually discussing something that happened for real. And there's nothing wrong with pointing out certain flaws. Just like, you know, it's easy to say. What I don't like is if we're talking about a discussion that actually happened, and we only want to focus on one side of it, then that's not right. So what we're trying to do, I think we try to do a good job of pointing out the big picture. You know, like you was talking about one instance with the, you say you would rather reach the black community. That's fine, but that's, it's not just the black community that was involved. So it's other situations that needs to also be discussed. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I understand you saying you're tired of this, tired of that, and tired of people saying this, but there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, to just say the truth. This is the facts, or just say what your feeling about what the story is. You know, so, yeah, like I said before,
right.
What you pointed out about Michaela, all that, that's solid. I ain't even trying to dispute it, argue none of that. I'm not even saying you're wrong, but I don't think you should just leave it there. I don't think we need to just leave that because it's other things involved that also play the role. Everybody plays their own role in a story. And so he played a role
in the
story.
Yeah, two things can be true. They both could have been wrong in their actions.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I think it wasn't smart at all for Micaiah to be attacking somebody while the police died. You know, we can point out all the mistakes that they did, but I'm not going to leave out the mistake that I feel that the officer did as well. Like, he's not exempt because
what's profound there, Roger? And you said something, that was a profound statement you made. And what I would like to see is more of our people weighing in both sides instead of just the side of the cop did, the cop did, the cop did. Because through a lot of this process, I haven't heard anybody say the black man that was there should have did this or Michaela should have did that. I don't hear that. I just hear the white cop got the black girl, the white cop could have did this, the white cop could have did that. I'm like, I agree with what you're saying. We need to be weighing in on both of these, and I want to hear more of a broad conversation on both sides. Because I'm only hearing white cop, white cop, white cop, white cop, white cop. This should have did, could have, would have, should have.
Yeah, see, I've
especially with the men there, it's like everybody giving these grown men a pass. Nobody's saying, what the hell was these grown men doing while these girls fighting? I hear nobody talk about this.
I heard Brother Kevin, point out the errors especially the father that was there.
The father.
I'm talking about news media. I'm talking about like all the black news media.
Right.
All these protest folks.
Right.
I don't hear them say nothing about what them black men should have been doing. Nothing.
Right. Exactly. Because And that's, you know, that's they pushing that agenda, though. You know what I'm saying? They're going to use this story as an agenda, and they don't want to push that, the black man stepping up, you know what I mean, taking care of the community, handling disputes. They should be telling folks, really, don't call the police. The police should be a last resort.
There you go.
Life or death, because if they come, they might end up shooting you. You know what I'm saying?
There you
so,
go.
Dispatch lady, they gonna come in and be like, "Oh, I thought it was a gun," and shoot you. You're like, "Dang, I'm."
Exactly.
He was just talking to the dispatch lady with the phone.
Right.
There it is.
Exactly. So yeah, this was an unfortunate situation. I think it's a lot on both sides. I think two things can be true at the same time. I think Makaya made a bad decision. And the police made a bad split-second decision without assessing the situation, figuring out who is who, what's what. I don't think you should just come up shooting like that. You know, you're talking about women, kids. Like, there's a whole lot of factors in there that I personally would have weighed in if I'm an officer assessing the situation. Again, she wasn't attacking me, so I have time to kind of figure out what's going on. But... again, it was an unfortunate situation from the jump. But, yeah, I think he was dead wrong. The parents and that and Makaya was wrong as well. So, like Roger said, everybody really played their role. But I'm not going to get caught up in it, and I'm not going to really compare this to Breonna Taylor. I'm not going to really put up, you know what I'm saying, like put too much stock in it because it is what it is, and I think he's probably going to get off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which they have a good case based on, I guess, you know, their training and what they told to do protocol wise. He probably has a good case, you know, to get off. Yeah. If he's even charged, he probably won't even be charged, I don't think.
He won't be charged. And it's just like how we see how they let their fellow white compadre off. But they have
right.
the right if a white man is attacking somebody with a knife, oh, trust and believe, they have the right to do the same thing. They can shoot
right,
them.
Right.
They can. But it's like you say, you know, a lot of those times they be like, no, they not going to kill their own.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
you know,
they're
going to try to do their best to defuse that situation without killing
someone.
Right,
and I think the media.
But they can now. But if they do it, they can. They will get away with it.
Right, right. So it sounds like, from what you understand, that they put out the reason for the fight and everything, and they kind of pretty much know what was going on. From you said they had a press conference, Brother Mufasa.
That's
they had like a 45 minute press conference.
I mean, that's the video, man, you watched at your house. That's what he's talking about. Then
right,
he
that's
he was
the
saying
one
the same thing that we saw.
Okay, they confirmed that the girl in the pink called is what I was asking. Is that like confirmed? The girl
I haven't
in the pink
saw
was the
it
one.
Was
from the video that I seen, they confirmed that it was only two callers, and it did not come from her.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I can rewatch that again,
too.
Send it to y'all too, so y'all can check it out.
Yeah, that's what I thought
yes,
too.
I think
and they was putting out.
Me and Brother Ken watched that at his house on Friday, I believe. That's the same one, the press conference. Brother Ken, we watched it at two calls. And from there, from that video, it does seem like it was the girl, but I think it's just based off of how it appears from the video. Now, Mufasa, you may know something different, or you may be actually talking about a different video. Did they actually say that it was the girl in the pink? Because I didn't hear that. Now, that's what I am missing. It's just from the video, you can see it and make that assumption like we did.
Yeah, because of time. We better get to the callers. No, I'll pull it up. We can talk about it off her.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Okay. We ready now? Area code 314-705. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 314. Okay. Hey, what's going on, caller? We hear you. What's your story,
Colin? Well, from what I heard, the girl, the first call was the girl who got shot. is my understanding. And they was attacking her, Michaela, is what I my understanding. And I'm not mad at the police for shooting her. I'm mad at the police for actually shooting her five times. I mean, he didn't have to shoot her that many times. He could have shot her in the leg or whatever. That's my only thing, because he might be justified for shooting her since he did have a knife. But he didn't have to shoot her five times in the chest. He didn't have to go for the kill. He could have went for the wound. And another thing, if somebody attacking you and then you defending yourself, I mean, she came off their porch with the other big girl, like, fight. And when that big girl fell down, she started going after the girl in the pink. I mean, I'm only speculating on this for now because I believe that they all attacked her at one point because we were not. It was three girls when she first made that phone call. Three grown girls came over there to attack her. So I think she was
right,
in attack mode, in defense mode, really. I think she was a defense for myself.
Right. But check this out, Carl.
And daddy just helped
check
a little
out.
Bit.
Right, he shouldn't have did that. Now, he was wrong for that. But check this out, caller. If that is the case, you're saying that she called the police, but when the police pulled up, why wouldn't she be the one walking to the police trying to explain the story?
Because
it seemed like
was in attack mode with the other girl. So how could she walk up when the mother two was fighting on the porch? They look like they came from the porch fighting off the porch, and she just came over there and fell down. So I'm thinking they was already fighting when that police came pull up because it was police was already there.
I got one more for y'all because here's another thing we get so caught up in emotion and wanting to be tough. Why she just if they was jumping her, and she had time to call the police? Why she just didn't go in the house and lock her door?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't say that one on that one because
it's
that they mama house. If them other girls was all some kin to each other. So if that's they mama house, I mean, they have access to the in and out the house just as well as the other girl do. So they might have started in the house fighting and they broke outside.
We're putting on too many extras. We
got
to stick to just what we know for sure. And on the call and how she came out when the police was there, it doesn't seem like she's the caller. You know, just based on that.
Now, another thing, I was hearing on the radio Friday, they were saying, why didn't the grown-ups, you know, help the girl. Now, I was hearing this on radio, 96.3.
Exactly.
They were saying why the grown-ups went out there trying to stop them.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't hear a lot of that. But
yeah,
we'll never know actually what's real, because the person who's been attacked is dead. You know, she don't even have a say-so in this, so I think she was the defender, really. They was attacking her. She was the first caller when she said they got a knife, they attacking their grandmama. She was the first caller. And then the other girl called, this is my mama house. That was the second caller.
The second caller was the elder.
She didn't even say much. She called and she was like, oh, they here and hung up.
They already here, right. Yeah.
Was it three calls or was it two? I know that first caller, you couldn't hardly hear nothing she was saying where, you know, they over here attacking my grandmother, they got a knife, three grown girls, and it was like she wasn't saying nothing when the dispatcher was trying to talk to her like she was in defense mode at that time.
That was the first caller.
She was in defense mode because it looked like they was attacking. She couldn't even hardly hold the phone.
So did you see
dispatch?
Nah.
So, Carla, did you see any girl hit her? Did you? From the footage we saw, And remember, it's
police
already
there. We didn't have
no
footage from nobody hitting her because there wasn't no cameras in, you know, wherever it started from. Only cameras we saw was that one girl. The one girl that I saw was the one girl who was filming it, and she was like, she didn't call the police. This was after the fact.
But
she didn't call the police on these people, and then they didn't kill this girl. Now that was
Carla,
you didn't hear what I was saying.
Listen out to what I'm saying though. There were other police on the scene, and the garage. There was a footage from a neighbor across the street, who his footage shows the cop who did the shooting getting out his car. As he's getting out his car,
right,
there was no fighting going. Nobody was having to pull girls off of Michaela, nothing like that. There was no scrapping going on. The girl in the pink and other girl was just standing there. As he got out the car and was walking, Micaiah attacked the girl. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It'd be different if they were pulling the girl off of her.
Are you talking about the first girl that she was attacking?
She attacked her.
Are you talking about the
I'm talking about both of them. Even the first girl, she attacked that girl. She wasn't fighting. She was just standing there.
She was standing behind the car. The one girl who got knocked down, she was not fighting.
She was standing there. Now, she may have been arguing, but she wasn't hitting her. She was just standing there. She was just standing there. I'm not saying she wasn't standing there. She might have been cussing Micaiah out. She might have been cussing Micaiah out, but she wasn't hitting her. She was standing there. And Micaiah just attacked her first.
I see what they was doing on the side of that car when she came around that car. I couldn't see what they was doing.
Yeah. You got to see the other footage from the neighbor.
She came around that car.
From the neighbor's house.
Yeah. Carl. Appreciate it. We gonna grab some more calls. The girl had the dog. I mean, Micaiah was the aggressor. I think when it first came out, they deliberately put out some misinformation and put out some stuff. But that's why you gotta be careful, you know, with these stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Let's get another call.
Okay, area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
You doggone right, it was misinformation put out. First news I heard was typical. White police officer shoots somebody black.
Right.
All the stuff was going on. You know, you talk about the police should have shot her in the leg. You don't shoot nobody in the leg. You don't train to shoot anyone in the leg. Mustafa, whoever collected my email, I just sent you three videos. One of a white female cop shooting a white male approaching her with a knife. She emptied her magazine in him. He still kept coming. Two,
yeah, I remember seeing
a white cop shooting a white student at Hug High School who had a knife, was trying to stab somebody. A white cop shooting a white student. I think he was 16 years old. Another video of a black cop shooting a white woman who called him nigger. Well, why did he shoot her? Because she called him a nigger. He could have said, God don't like that or something. You got the video. Hey, here's another thing, too. You're talking about this, he should have shot her in the leg. Well, why come the girl with the knife didn't use an open hand and just slap the girl?
Right, you got to ask her.
Another thing. The girl with the pink that was about to get stabbed to death, she was holding a dog, a little nice cute dog. And the girl with the knife knocked the dog out of her hand onto the ground on his back where it was hurt. Where is the animal rights people on this? She should have been charged with animal abuse.
How?
Yeah, Bianchi don't leave out nothing.
Go ahead. She can't be charged. She got killed, brother. She got killed. You want to charge a dead person?
What are you saying? She would have been shot in the knee, in the leg. Then if she had been shot in the leg, that don't mean she's going to stop. But they still should charge her if she lived with animal abuse. Come on, let's lay it out there right. Another thing.
No, let's be for real. I mean, what are we doing? Are we just mindless people with no sense of humanity? Like,
what do you mean no sense of? You know, that used to be an all-white community right there, all-white block, too. It used to be an all-white block until this sort of activity all of a sudden appeared. Let me go on, because y'all been talking to each other for the last hour.
But look, so why didn't the other officers shoot? None of the officers, I don't even think they had their
guns
drawn.
Because they might have been busy or had a different view. The one officer was walking the girl with the pink on back to the car, and she was telling it all.
What would you have done, Carla, if you was up
on the would have shot her. Because she's in the motion with a weapon trying to kill somebody else.
Wow.
And, you know, this police officer came out of Afghanistan, I believe. He was special ops. He was a good shot. Maybe
exactly.
He should have shot in the head, but you can't shoot people in their head. Bullets bounce off their hard head. It could have hit somebody else. And, you know, here's another thing. We always want to throw blame on the police. When are you going to start throwing blame on the citizens for not respecting authority? That's what it is. Also, those people, criminals, or suspects that contribute to their own demise, they should be charged with something, too, that heightens an event, like breaking it loose, causing the police to have to chase you. And you're in your car trying to escape, where you are exposing the citizenry to further dangers. Think about it.
If somebody's running away, I don't think they should be shot. You just didn't catch them that time.
You do have to shoot them if you can. If they're coming after you, I can send you another video where a person.
If somebody's running away from you, they can't be coming after you at the same time.
You're supposed to stop a fleeing felon because he may run off and grab Elijah or Mustafa and hold him hostage. Think about it. Another thing, like you said, these grown adults are not being charged for not containing the delinquency of this children. But the man that kicked the one girl in the head, he should be charged for abuse, brutalizing this girl. But you know what it is? You know what it is, Mustafa? It's black privilege. They're not going to charge you.
Oh! Oh!
Wow.
Listen to Valerie Garrett, the one that hooked up Michelle and Obama together. She made the statement, and it was a racist, dumb statement, that black girls fight with each other with knives all the time. Now, that's what I heard. I didn't hear her say it. I didn't read her tweet that said it, but that's what I heard. But I imagine it was to something of that extent. Just like you had that ratchet representative from California, from San Francisco, showing up in Minneapolis and citing a riot. I ain't going to put no names out there. So that's it. And another point, too. George Floyd, sadly that he met his demise the way he did, but Sharpton should have left him alone. Because with the suspended boosters that he had in his system and from the long usage of it and the effects that it had on him at the present time, he didn't have much time left anyway. Leave him alone. He's going to die anyway, according to some reports that I read. And you know, you got a call in on him that you got a man that's walking incoherent and look like he's doing drugs and getting behind the wheel of a car. Did not they pull him out from behind the wheel of a car? So he would have been driving while under the influence. Come on, man. We got to think about these things before we make these excuses. Anybody else have anything else?
All right, my brother.
No, we good. We're going to let you ride. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Coming up in here talking that mess.
I thought he was reading actual factual.
Thank you, Carl, for y'all coming up in here talking that mess. If they had a call that was saying that somebody was walking around high behind the wheel, they would have played that in the courts. So I ain't got time for that stuff. They don't even sound right.
One thing he is right about, Raju, police officers do train to shoot torso,
shoots in the mass. That's how they're not trained to shoot in the legs and arms. They're trained to shoot.
So
I work with several of them. That's how they train.
Yeah, that's how they train. But do y'all think that's a problem? I think that's how they train. Because I don't think every situation requires lethal force, especially a situation like that, in my opinion.
Because they have defense classes.
Let's do that next week. I got some comments on that. Let's do it next week.
Yeah, they have defense classes that they take. It ain't just shooting. That ain't the only defense class that they take.
What are we doing out here?
Yeah, and they defense classes, they don't just teach them how to shoot. They teach them how to do other things. They talked about that in the trial. They had a whole defense teacher
Somebody, if somebody choking somebody, are you supposed to shoot them?
You shoot them. Yeah, they don't just train. They have other defense that they teach in those defense classes. So I ain't buying that crap.
I'll bring it up at a later time.
Yes, okay. Indeed. Let's hit the call lines up.
Code 319-572. Call you on with Sacred Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I'm with the last caller. I would have put a couple of shots in her fat butt, too. And at the same time, since I was done with that, I was with my billy club, went over and knocked the hell out of dad for kicking the girl in the head.
Right.
But my question is, if there was so many other cops at the scene, why were they all together? They should have been separated immediately. If there's that many officers there, they should not even been that close to each other. So, Kevin, there's somebody coming to come stab you and get ready to come stab you in the neck. I bet you're going to hope that there's someone to gun to stop them from stabbing you in your neck. And you're going to be
now you're making up stuff because nobody said she was stabbing her in the neck. Those are hypotheticals. It could have been the neck. It could have been
the
neck.
No, it's not
hypothetical. That's hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical.
The girl did not get stabbed.
If someone attacked me with a knife, I hope there's someone with a gun to shoot him. Otherwise, I'm dead. But the cop could have just, said, I'm going to get a twofer today. I'm white. I'm going to give me a twofer. I'm going to let her kill old girl. And then when she's done killing old girl, I'm going to kill her. And I'm going to give me a twofer. And one spot, because I'm a white cop, and I can do that.
Right.
Can I have the time, Kevin? I'm sorry to say I'm going to say this on behalf of everybody. Sometimes you be sounding ridiculous. You were caught slipping with 20 questions you earlier. You said, it was a white cop. That was your whole argument. It's a white cop. It's a white cop.
No, that was not my whole argument.
I watched something where a black cop shot a black man. Yeah. And the black dude just pulling up his pants because he was caught in the bathroom stall. And whatever, he got shot. I don't hear nobody saying nothing about that.
Right.
But why cop killed somebody? Oh, my God.
Right, because that's what happens most
white
often.
White dudes drop my town getting dropped by cops all the time. Because they're the ones that get out and shoot.
Exactly. So those are the ones that deserve to be shot because they're shooting at the police.
What if he could have done something different? What if he would have hit her with the taser and that taser wouldn't have worked on her big cell?
We talking about
this girl was not small at all. She was at least 200 pounds.
What they got to do with anything? What they got to do with anything?
They ain't gonna work. They don't carry beanbags. They don't carry rubber bullets.
They got tasers
and just to sum it up, if I was a cop and I got called to something like that, and I researched and said, "Oh, they black," I'm going for coffee break. I'm not going because I'm gonna be damned if I do, damned if I don't. Fuck them. Let them kill each other. I'm not going. Matter of fact, here's my badge. I quit.
Oh, man. But you'll go to a white domestic dispute at a trailer park.
Because those are my own people. Those are their own people. And you know what white people say when cops shoot their white kids? You know what the white parents say? I understand why you shot them.
They don't say no shit like that. No, they don't.
The lady here, whose son got dropped by the police because he jumped out of his car, shooting at the police, shot the whole damn neighborhood, a church, everything. You know what his mama said? I understand why he shot. We would have
Been
shot.
Exactly.
White people, they don't care when we shot two white people. They don't care. So why do we care when we shot two black people? Oh, because the cop is white. Well, what if a black cop kill a black man? Is that a big problem too?
No,
because that's a black man. He shot a black man. Well, you and this old anti-cop, I hope you never need to call these together. If I was a cop, I'd never give you your address. And I tell my fellow officer with his address, he don't like us. He's anti-cop. But he gets what he deserves. He don't like.
I called the police one time in my life, bro. I don't call the police.
Good cops. Matter of fact, every time I go camping, I run into DNR and a sheriff, and they always come talk to me. Matter of fact,
I
get to ask you questions that normally people don't get to ask. So,
man.
And they ran me in on a warrant that turned out to be bogus and took my ass off 20 miles back to where they picked me up from. And hung out for a whole half hour, chilling.
Yes, indeed.
So, shit,
okay.
I think he ate a hot dog while he was there. Shit.
All right,
so,
I appreciate you, bro.
I don't appreciate it. We're going to try to grab a couple more calls. Appreciate it.
Thanks, caller.
Yes,
thanks,
indeed.
Caller, because he sounds just as crazy as the last caller talking that mess. Talking about what you would have done and all that stuff. That sounds silly. Get to another caller. I'll call her here talking that old crazy stuff. It sounds foolish.
Lord.
Area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How's everyone doing?
Good evening. Peace,
hey,
peace. What up?
Okay, hey. I'm gonna be quick and brief. Just by listening to this panel, even if I didn't know you people, it would be living proof to show that we as a people are not on code because
exactly.
We have all these differences in opinion. When you look at the dominant society, you can get a white person from New York City, a white person from Florida, a white person from California that never met. But they'll all be on code when it comes against you. Until we have that kind of energy where we're saying, hey, listen, I don't care what the video said, that guy was in the wrong. Me, personally, I really believe that it was definitely intentional. You're dealing with a trained marksman. And in the state of Ohio, they do have non-lethal options. And I just sent you that link, Kevin, and that happened at a protest in 2020. Mm-hmm. This is the same state that executed Brother Tamir Rice. And
Tamir
we have to
Rice.
Understand,
exactly.
When I say codified, when I say codified, it's probably already understood that day that that guilty verdict was going to be reached down on Derek Chauvin. But see,
420
is also his birthday. Right.
420.
This is also Hitler's birthday, and this is National White Supremacy Appreciation Month. So we have to be understanding about this. So I don't think that there was no getting around the fact that he pulled up to that situation with the intentions of execute. And when you start saying things like, what if that was your daughter, what was your daughter? Okay, bullying has been at an all-time high for the past 10 or 15 years now, especially with the whole cyber world going on. When people are being victimized, you cannot control how they respond because enough is enough. Bullying has not been taken seriously. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's one of those things where you have to be people to understand that you don't know the kind of pressure or stress this was up under. We don't know how many previous incidents. I know that they said there was at least one that happened. And for the record, I did not watch the video, did not want to see the video. I've had enough of the traumatization by people.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to sit there like, you know, you're talking about a state that has non-lethal options. You're talking about on the day of Hitler's birthday, and you're talking about that happened pretty much the same time that the verdict was released. I don't believe the coincidence, as you may, but I believe that was intentional. That's all I have to say.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Right on.
Bless
you.
I'm
glad you brought up Tamir Rice, too.
But
I'm glad you brought up Tamir Rice.
But in order for us to be on code, black people have to be disciplined, which is something that we know nothing about. We don't want discipline, and we run from discipline. That's exactly why old girl ran out there swinging the knife, because she wasn't disciplined. That's why we can't get on code, because we lack discipline. Sorry.
Area code 314. Sorry, this has to be the last call. Area code 314-568. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm going to make a quick comment, but I kind of joined late. But it's crazy listening to some of these people talk. Like,
exactly.
The guy said something about she was a big girl and a taser wouldn't work. I mean, hey, I thought tasers worked on everybody.
She wasn't high on no dope. That taser would have worked.
I mean, I don't care if you is high on no tasers work. You know, but me looking at the video, I look at it as dude was going to do what he was going to do regardless. You know what I mean? And I would think by now with all this going on, if I was a homie, I wouldn't even want to be that person that put myself in this situation.
Because they get a bag. Remember, they get a nice bag when they kill a black person. George Zimmerman got six figures. Darren Wilson got six figures. You know, they all get them GoFundMes and be getting that money. So, and they becoming heroes in white society to a certain degree. Because, like the colleges, the white people stay on code and they defend them no matter what. We know they're wrong, but it's white people
saying
Derek Chauvin got a bad trial. They saying, oh boy, got a bad trial to kill George Floyd. You see?
And then the other guy said he'd go into a white situation with a whole different mindset than a black situation. And I would think that he was a black dude. That's
exactly.
I don't
exactly.
know.
He's thinking like the white dude.
Right.
Thinking, but he's a brother.
Right, but this
hey,
is why.
Yeah, as a black man, people. I'm assuming you black. And as a black man, if you was on the scene before them police got there, you think you could have got that under control before they showed up on the scene?
Hey, I knew I would have had, the first thing I would have did was have them separated to where nobody reach nobody.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That would have been my first mindset to get the aggressor and the aggressee to fall away from each other as possible to where
exactly.
This situation right here to me seems easily
victimable.
Yeah. This is just a lack of.
It was at minimum two black men on the scene. One said he sat there and saw the whole thing, but did nothing. One participated in the action by kicking a young girl in the head. I'm even more upset with their actions than the damn racist-ass police. You two men on the scene could have done something, but y'all did nothing, right? You did nothing right. Nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. But some of these guys call in and check they stuff, think about what they saying, though. Because they sound like some clowns. Oh, you know, I ain't think
right.
It's a clown radio. And they need to put their Instagrams and Twitters out so they try to get some followers or something. They sound hilarious.
Right.
He should have shot up. She was a big girl and the taser don't work. That's stupid.
Right. That don't even make no sense.
I'm a 280-pound man, and I know damn well I can handle no taser. So you're talking about a little 15, 16-year-old pilot, unless you weigh a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be for real.
Exactly.
But that was it, though.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
All right, right on, Carl. Appreciate it.
And another thing, too, is like the other caller, the first, the one caller, our brother Pete, like he made a point that the officer, how good of a shooter the officer is, the training. I agree. I made the same observation. That man was cold, like the Wild Wild West. He could have shot the gun out there, baby hand, if he wanted to. And he could have shot in the leg. She might, if shooting something, if you get shot, that's going to stop you from doing something. It ain't like the girl was howling some dope. She would have responded to something else other than him just shooting her in the chest. He just wanted to do it.
Right.
And that's my whole point about this. He just wanted to do it, you know, and he did.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's what it come down to. And so I'm not, just one last thing, because we about to wrap it up, y'all. I'm not going to let white people or use this to be like, oh, we need to do better. We need to, because, no, we need to be responsible for the degenerate behavior. We can have that conversation with each other, but at the end of the day, I'm sticking to the fact that the cop was wrong. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe. He was dead. Yeah, there's some situations going on there. The girl was a foster parent. We don't know that type of stuff. But anytime you have black people in the system, and especially children that go through something like that, you got to have some type of. She's acting out for some reason. And she could have possibly, you know, done better, you know, turned herself around, help folks. There's plenty of people that didn't have fights, that didn't staff, that didn't got stabbed. And was able to recover and make better themselves, but she would never get that chance. Yeah, so you know, I'm not gonna get a cop a pass on this.
Malcolm X is a prime example of second chances.
All I'm gonna say is, you got five dominoes standing up. The first one knocks them all down. So let's look at the first domino. What started all this mess to fall in there? You can't just look at the last domino and put all the blame
the first,
on. Just start with the first one and put your proper blame
first domino,
on each domino.
Right, that's what the premise is, the first domino that put that baby in the situation where she had to be in foster care. And I bet you we can go back to white supremacy as the culprit. All roads lead to that first domino.
It is what it is.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to thank everybody for calling in. I wish we had more time. This was a very good conversation. Everybody called in with some great points. It was a good discussion. We thank everybody for calling in and supporting us each and every Sunday. Call in next week. We're going to have a good discussion every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram. If you have any show topics or ideas, please send us an email at collectivemindyahoo.com. Peace. See you next week.
Hey, dominoes are white with little black dots. It's deep, ain't it?
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper, who peeping the keeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper, 2 weeks talking.
Like we walk it. Collective mind.